Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin Daf Chav Tes. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, 15 lines from the bottom. In our previous shiur, the Gemara taught us the opinion of Rabbi Yosef, that our Mishnah had taught us that somebody who had been sentenced to death, we give him the chumris of Chaim Chorim Mason. We can't be sure if he's dead or alive. To which Rabbi Yosef commented, Lo Yishana B'Bezna Shal Yisrael, this halacha only implies in the bezdin of Yisrael. Avo a bezdin shel avkachavim, in the bezdin of avkachavim, kiven the gamlei dina l'ktala, once he's been sentenced to death, mikta k'tala, they certainly kill him. Says the Gemara, Toshma, says the Gemara, we learned in a braisa. If an aid comes and says, shesham a bezdin shel Yisrael, that they heard in a bezdin of Yisrael, Ish Pleni Mace, and the way the Rishonim explained this Gemara is that this person had done an Avera for which there's a Chiv Malchus. And after they gave him Malchus, he again did the same Avera. And then he gave him Malchus. And then he did the same Avera a third time. That the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin that Pei Aleph Amud Aleph teaches us that under such circumstances, the person is put into a kippah, it's a small dungeon, and he's served only barley until his stomach explodes, or they heard being said, Ish Pliny Nereg, that this person was killed through Bezdin. The halacha is, because he did an aver for which the Zechi misses Bezdin, that the halacha is, Yesius Ishtoi, the halacha is his wife may get remarried. We could be certain he's no longer alive. But if he heard, Mikomotresim Shalav Dikachavim, from the people who are appointed to hand out death sentences in the non-Jewish court, that they say ish pleni meis, that the person was died because he was thrown into some sort of a prison, or ish pleni nerag, that this person was killed, al yasiyas ishtai, then his wife may not get remarried. Says the Gemara, what does it mean when they heard from Bezdin that this person passed away? Or my nereg, and what does it mean when it says that this person was killed? Elam a mace, if it means that it was reported that mace mamish, that he passed away, and nereg means nereg mamish, that he was actually killed, says the word of the Kav, Sagav of the Kavim. But a non-Jewish court, if they're testifying that a person died or was killed, why shouldn't we be allowed to let his wife get remarried? Hakaimlan, one of the fundamental halachas, whenever we speak about testimony offered by a non-Jew, is that if somebody is just saying something, not actually testifying, we trust them. And why over here should we not believe them when they say this person was killed or died? Elalav, what's the definition of mace? It means not that they actually are reporting that he's actually dead, but their reporting is shiyotzul mace, that he was taken out to be killed. Nerag also means shiyotza laherik, that he was taken out to be killed. V'ktani, and what does the Brisa say? V'bezn shiyisrael, if this is coming from a bezn yisrael, the loch is yisiu asishtoi, that we're allowed to marry his wife. And of course, the achroidim point out is this is not the concept that we often speak about of b'shum aguna kilabar rabbanon, that when we deal with a situation of an aguna, we're lenient. Rather, explains the Zeri Yitzchak, we accept the testimony that he's dead. And ask the Gemara, but we've learned, as we just said at the beginning of our shir, that according to Rabbi Yosef, when we're in a situation of a Bezdin Shel Yisrael, when we're dealing with a Bezdin Shel Yisrael, we give the person Chumrei Chayim v'Chumrei Mesim. So how's that be reconciled? How's this reconciled with what Rabbi Yosef told us? Answers Gemara, Loila Mace, Mace Mamish. Nereg, Nereg Mamish. It's not just a testimony that he was sentenced to death. It's actually that he died. So ask the Gemara. So we asked, if that is the case, so then Udakavasa, then the halacha ought to be that when we speak about Udakavasa, when we speak about Avdikachavim, Amai Loi, so why don't we believe it when it's reported from a non-Jewish court? Going back to the question that we said a moment ago, the Kaimalon, isn't the halacha throughout Shas, that whenever we have a situation, a Masich Lefitumai, when the Akum is not saying direct testimony, and here he's just reporting that this happened, but he's not saying it as testimony. Since he's not saying it as testimony, why don't we believe them? And says the Gemara Hanimili, when do we apply the concept of Masich Lefitumai, the Milsud Loshayachba? That when they don't really have any personal connection. Avo, the Milsa de Shaykhbay, what comes to such a situation where they're proud to announce that look what we do. We have no compunction and we're able to kill people. In such a situation where they're saying testimony in such a fashion, there they have an ulterior motive that they should say something which is not true. Ava milsa the shaykhboy, in something that they have a motive to say something which is not true, avudalach sukish akrayu, there is no concept of mesich lefituma, and we don't believe them. Says the Gemara, ikadamri, but there's a different version. Amrab Yosef, what the Mishnah says, that when somebody was sentenced to death, we give him the chumrei chayim and chumrei mesim, lo shan al bebezen shalav dekhovim, was only said in the Bezdin of the Chavim, because they take bribes, and since they take bribes, we need to be concerned that maybe even though this person was sentenced to death, he really wasn't actually killed. Avol Bezdin Shal Yisrael, when we speak about a Bezdin Shal Yisrael, Kivin the Nafak Dina Laktala, once he is sentenced to death, Katlile, they certainly kill him. And of course, the Taisus, the very Maskel Avil, asked the question that the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Membeis and Membeis, teaches us that they used to have somebody stand at the entrance of the Bezdin holding a handkerchief and somebody else sitting on a horse. And if there's anybody that comes to say a reason to exonerate this person, they immediately take every opportunity to try to exonerate him. So why over here are we so certain just because he's sentenced to death, that he was certainly killed? So Taisa says that it's a milsud l'shchicha. It's uncommon that after Bezdin went through the entire procedure and they sentenced him to death, that they're going to find him a reason that he wasn't put to death. The Ger Shirachim goes back to what we learned earlier in our perek. Then that's the concept of chazaka. We can rely on a chazaka, he suggests, that once a person was sentenced in a Bezdin Yisrael that to death, he will indeed be killed. Amle Abaya, the Bezdin Yisrael Nami, but Abaya disagrees. And Abaya says, as we just learned, that even in a Bezdin Yisrael, isn't there a concern, Efshad the Chazle Schusa, maybe he'll be exonerated? Says the Gemara, so why are we certain that he died? Answers the Gemara, Ki Chazle Schusa, when does that usually happen? Mekam Delig Medina, before the Din Torah is completed, so people try to, everybody's trying to find a reason to exonerate the person. However, Bas Degam Medina, once the psak is issued, Sulei Chazle Schusa, it's, as we just said, unlikely that they're going to find a reason to exonerate him. Lema Masailei, says the Gemara, that there's a raya, because as we quoted in our previous year, that the Mishnah Masechta Makis of Zion and Aleph teaches us, Misha Nigma Dino Baruch, that if somebody was sentenced to death and then he ran away, Kom Mokum Shiyam Dushnaim, if two Edom appear, the Yomer and they say, Me Edom Anu As Ish Ploini, Shin Nigma Dino Bebezdin Shal Ploini, Shal Bezdin Shal Ploini, that this person was sentenced to death, and that Bezdin, or plenty Edov, and those were the Edom to his sentencing, Hareze Yoharig. So we see that after somebody's sentenced to death, we don't start assuming that maybe he was exonerated. Says the Gemara, that is not true. Says the Gemara, Delma Berech Shani. So there's two pshatim. The pshat that Rashi seems to learn is that since he ran away, why did he run away? He ran away because he knew that he's guilty. So since he ran away because he knew it's guilty, there's no reason to assume, and that's why he was trying to avoid getting killed. That's why there's no reason to be lenient. The Tveres Yaakov says a different pshat. He says, since we're dealing here with an individual who keeps on running away, we're concerned that if we're going to wait again, he'll run away again. And because we're concerned that he's going to run away again, that's why the halacha tells us, to immediately kill him before that could happen again. Says the Gemara, Tashma, the Gemara attempts again to bring a raya to the opinion of Rabbi Yosef. Tashma, Shama Mibezen Shei Yisrael. If he heard, somebody heard from a Bezen of Yisrael, Shaya Omer, that they're reporting Ish Pleni Mace, that, as we said earlier in our shir, this person did the same Avera for which there's Malchus three times, or Ish Pleni Nereg, or they report that this person was killed through Bezdin, Yasir Es Ishtai. His wife may get remarried. We could be certain that he's no longer alive. However, if he heard Mikam Petrutim Shlev de Kachavim, or Ish Pleni Mace, if he heard from those who are appointed to be the executors in the non-Jewish court, that they say, Ish Pleni Nereg, this person is dead, Ish Pleni Nereg, Mace, he's dead, he was killed, Al Yasir Es Ishtai. So again, ask the Gemara, what was meant when the Braisa says, my mace or my nereg? Ilema mace mamish, that they're reporting that he's no longer alive. Nereg means that they're reporting that he was killed. The Kavas saw Gav the Kavim, so why by Gav the Kavim, Amaya Sius Ishtoi? Why may his wife not get remarried? Hakaimelon, haven't we learned, as we've mentioned in our shir, that kom sich lefitumai, whenever an Akum reports something, just sich lefitumai, not as offering testimony, hemunim and hemnilei, we believe what he says. Elav meis means shiyatzulamus, that he was taken out to be killed. They're not actually saying that we saw him no longer arrive. Nerag means yoytzulaharuk, that he was taken out to be killed. Miktani, we see bebezen shay Yisrael, yasiyas eshtoi. So we see, like Rabbi Yossi said, that when it's a Bezen Shei Yisrael, we could assume that he's no longer alive. Says the Gemara, no. Loyla means Meis Mamish V'Nereg Mamish. In these cases, there's clear testimony that this individual is no longer alive. The Kavasagav of the Chavim Amayloi. So if that's the case, that there's clear testimony that this individual is no longer alive, so why wouldn't we trust that by Akum, don't we have a rule, asked the Gemara, as we keep on repeating, the Kaimalon, the Komasich Fitumai Himnoi Hemni, we always rely on Masich Lefitumai, answers the Gemara, Hani Mili, when do we rely on Masich Lefitumai, the Milsud Lai Shaychabai, when they have no reason to say something that's not true. Avo Milsud Lai Shaychabai, when they have a reason to say something which is not true, Avudi Lachzuki Shekrayu, they may say something. And here too, they want to show off that they don't have any compunction to kill people, and that's why when they said that that's what happened, they cannot be trusted. Says the Mishnah, Hamevi get by Tisrael, if somebody brings a get in Tisrael, as we've learned in Tisrael, as we go back to the beginning of the Masechta, the halacha is that you do not need to say before Nechtav, for Cholop, and then this individual, the Shliach, got sick, and he can't carry out his Shlichus and come to Bezdin and report before Nechtav, Harei Zem Mishalcha B'yad Acher. He could ask another person to bring the get. And again, the Mishnah is speaking about Eretz Yisrael, where we don't need to have a Fani Nechtam, a Fani Nechtam. V'amalai, however, if when the husband appointed the Shliach, said to the Shliach, Tol liya menech if it's plenty, please, when you give the wife the get, take for me this object, he's connecting a stipulation. The husband connected a stipulation saying that the get should not be a get until she gives you this object. Then he can't appoint another shliach because the husband does not want anybody else. He only trusts this person. He doesn't trust another person to carry this object that belongs to him. And therefore, in such a case, you can't appoint another shliach. So the question is, the Gemara is saying, because the Mishnah is saying, what there's a concern of ein ritzonoi shiei pigdonoi biyad acher. He doesn't want that somebody else should be holding on to this. The question is, obviously, when the object is something of value, then the halacha is that he doesn't trust somebody else with this object. The question that needs to be discussed is, let's say he told the shliach that the get, you should take from her a check. So by check, do we say a check doesn't have an intrinsic value? And the question is, if a check is not something that has an intrinsic value, maybe the halacha is, that's when we say Eretz Yisrael Shebei Dei Acher, but not on something that doesn't have an intrinsic value. So it seems that the Chushuki Chemed discusses this question, and he seems to say that only on something that has intrinsic value does the Gemara apply the concept, does the Chazal apply the concept of Eretz Yisrael Shebei Dei Acher, but not regarding something that doesn't have, like a check, any independent intrinsic value. Amrav Kahana. So our Mishnah discussed a situation where somebody was appointed to be a shliach to bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, and he got sick. So the Mishnah said that that's only that he could appoint another shliach, to which Rav Kahana comments, Amrav Kahana cholotanan. It's only in a situation where he was an oinus. He got sick, and because he got sick, he can't deliver the get. But if, and as Rashi says, it doesn't mean specifically they got it sick. He was an oinish. Something beyond his control prevented him from carrying out his shlichus. But if that is not the situation, then he would be allowed to, he would not be allowed to appoint another shlich. Ask the Marpshita. Isn't that obvious that that's the case our Mishnah is speaking about? Cholik Tani, the Mishnah is clearly indicating that the reason we could accept this is because the first shliach became ill. Answers Gemara, Madu Taima, who adinafgav de loichola, that the din of the Mishnah is applicable even if the shliach did not get ill. Vahaydik Tani Ishkola, so why did the Mishnah mention that he got sick? Often the milsa katani. Usually, if somebody accepts upon themselves a shlichus, they're going to carry out the shlichus. Our Mishnah says the why does the person not carry out the shlichus? Because he's sick. Kamash Milan, no. Rav Kahana says that only he's an oinus can he give over the shlichus. Otherwise, he may not. Heichi dami. So ask the Gemara exactly what is the case of the Mishnah. Ida amalei hoylich. So if the husband said to the shliach, take this get to my wife, and he didn't expressly say that it's you that has to bring the get to my wife, so then ask the Gemara, then afgav the loy cholonami, even if the shliach did not get sick, the halach ought to be that he should be able to appoint another shliach. Vim damalei, and if the case were where the husband told the shliach, at hoylich, he specifically appointed him to take the get. So then the halach ought to be, asked the Gemara, afil cholonamilo, even if he didn't get sick, since the husband specifically wanted him, the halach is that he shouldn't be able to take, he shouldn't be able to appoint someone else. Here of Shimon Gamliel, and if we're going to say our Mishnah is following the opinion of Shimon Gamliel, as whose opinion we're going to see in a moment, there, according to Shimon Gamliel, afil chola namila. Even if the person got sick, the halacha ought to be that he can't appoint another shliach. Why? The Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, hoylech zagit l'ishtoi, if the husband asked the shliach, take this get to my wife, hareza mishalcha v'yad acher, he could take enough another person to take over the shlichus. But if he said, at then he may not take a different shliach because the husband specified him. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion is that benkach and benkach, no matter how the first shlich was appointed, the halacha is ein a shlich ha'is a shlich. One shlich cannot appoint another shliach. So Rav Shimon Gamliel certainly, how do we understand his pshat? Ibayis ema ha'ilach. We could explain the Mishnah where the Mishnah says that he didn't appoint him specifically. Only if he got sick. In other words, the halacha is that even though the Mishnah is being makel, it's only being makel if he wasn't specifically appointed. Vibayis ema, or we could say at ha'ilach that our Mishnah is even being lenient. In a case where he was specifically appointed, the husband says, I want you to take the get for Heilich Shani. And the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara is that when a husband, even if the husband appointed and he said specifically, I only want you to be the one to take the get, no one else, what the Mishnah means, what the husband means to say is that I recognize that if something happens beyond your control and you become sick, that then I will allow you to appoint another shliach. And the same teretz could be said according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'bayis ema, Rav Shimon Gamliel, our Mishnah could even be following the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel, v'chol shani. That even Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that ein shliach ois a shliach, that one shliach cannot appoint another shliach, Rav Shimon Gamliel will agree that if it's a situation where there is no other, where he got sick, that time, and that under those circumstances, the husband accepted that he would be able to point another shliach. As the Gemara Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Hamevi get back to Yisrael, if somebody brings a get in to Yisrael, v'chol, and the shliach got ill. Hareza mishal chabiyat achar. He could appoint another shliach. Rimanu, as the Gemara, we're going to learn in a Mishnah later in our Masechta. On Daf Samach Vav Aman Aleph, Om L'shnayim, if somebody said to two people, to nu get, Lishti, if somebody says to give get to my wife, what he meant to say was that they should be Edom. Oi, if he said to three people, kiss for get, write a get, the tanu lishti. And if he only said tanu get lishti, and he didn't say kisfu, then the halacha would be that they could appoint somebody else to write it. But if he specifically said, kisvu get v'tanu lishti, harei elu yichtavu, they have to be the ones to sign or write the get for yitnu. So we see inu in. If the husband said, gave instructions to specific people, only the people who were given the instructions are allowed to carry out what they were told. Avishliach loy. And not like our Mishnah said, that one shliach can't appoint another shliach. Amar, Abaya, says Abaya, you can't ask a question from that Mishnah. Hasam tamamai, why is the halacha that over there you can't appoint somebody else? B'shem design the Baal. Because there's a concern that the husband, the halacha is supposed to be the one to write the get. The husband's supposed to be the one to write the get. But here we're dealing with a husband who is unable to write the get himself. And that's why he asked other people to write the get on his behalf. So these people now know that he is an individual who is unable to write the get. And as I saw the Rishonim explain the Gemara, the people who the husband asked to write the get are soifrim. So asking a soifer to write a get is not necessarily an embarrassment. Because people, even if they could do it themselves, want to have it done by somebody who's a bigger expert. But if now, if these seifrim are going to ask other people to write the get, that will be a very big embarrassment to him. And therefore, nobody else could be given over the shlichut. Hacha, in our Mishnah, is talking only about not a shlich to write the get. Our Mishnah is referring to a shliach to deliver the get. The delivery of a get doesn't represent anything embarrassing, and therefore the concern that we learned in that Mishnah doesn't apply to our Mishnah. In other words, our Mishnah is saying that there's a difference what type of instruction the husband appointed the shliach for. If the husband was appointed to write, appointed shlichim to write the get, so that can't be given over. If the shlich was to give the get, that can be given over. Rava gives a different teretz. The reason why in the Mishnah, later in Amasech, and Daf Samach Vav, the shlichus cannot be given over to someone else, Mishim the Mili, he asked them to write the get. Mili leminsim l'shliach. A shliach does not have the has not the ability to ask somebody else to do that. And as Rashi explains, the delivery of a get is not considered really something of an instruction. It's just delivering the get. So that's not something that there's a problem that one shliach can't give it over to another shliach. However, the writing of a get is instruction. And if one person was instructed to do something, then another shliach who wasn't instructed to do it cannot give that over, because that would be considered mili loylim silishliach. So I saw Rav Shlomo Kluger in his Sefer Chochmas Atayra explains according to this, the pasuk says Yom Hashem Amosha Rein Nesaticha Lakim LaParoy VaAaron Achicha Neviacha. So what is it meant when the pasuk says that you're going to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to be Elokim L'Paroi? Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, the halacha is that mili, that if a shliach is given over, a shliach cannot appoint another shliach. So if that's the case, how can Moshe Rabbeinu appoint Aaron in his place? To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that Nisrei Nisatich Elokim L'Paroi, a shliach can't appoint another shliach, but somebody who's actually a party to what's going on can appoint another shliach. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're Elokim, you're part of this situation, and therefore you have a right to appoint a shliach. My benayu. So now we've given two different reasons how to differentiate what we learned in our Mishnah and the Mishnah Daf Samach Vav, the Teretz of Abaye and the Teretz of Rava. Asking Ramai Benai, what's the practical difference between these two terutzim? Ik benai shliach matana. The halacha is, if somebody appointed a shliach to write a shtar matana. If the reason is because of embarrassment, then there's no embarrassment. Why is there no embarrassment? Because really the person who's supposed to write the shtar matana is the recipient, not the giver. So if the giver asks somebody else to write the shtar, it's not really something which is his responsibility anyway. Since it's not something which is not really his responsibility, there's no embarrassment if he doesn't write it. But if it's because of mili lemimsur shliach, then it cannot be. You cannot ask somebody else to do it. It says the Gemara, we've plucked at this question is machlokes of Rav and Shmuel. Rav am a matana ina kaget. Rav holds that a shtar matan is not like a get. And even though by a get, as we're learning, one shliach, if one person was asked to write the get, it cannot be given over to somebody else. By shtar matan, it can. A shmul ama matan arek a get, because it's mili, and mili lememsur shliach. But we learned in the Mishnah, vim amaloi, if the shliach had been instructed, toli himenachefetz ploini, take from her this item, then he can't appoint another shliach. Amma Rish Lakish says Rish Lakish, from here we learn, Kan Shana Rebbe, from here we learn the halacha, then Rishoy Rishoy Lahashel, that if I lend you something, you can't lend it to somebody else. Then a Soicher, if I rent you something, you may not rent it, Rishoy Lahaskel, you're not allowed to rent it to someone else. And here too, since I instructed that you should be the person to take it, then the halacha is that somebody else may not take it because I don't trust somebody else. So this is a very important halacha. The Shulchan Aruch Chosha Mishpat, Simon Shin Mem Beisif Aleph, teaches us that this halacha even applies by Sfarim, that if I lend a sefer of mine to someone else, the halacha is that person cannot lend the sefer to somebody else. Now, the Drisha says that even though the halacha is that if I borrow something, I can't lend it to somebody else. If I have accepted, the Drisha says that I took upon myself that anything that will happen, if it's lent to someone else, I'll be held responsible. Maybe we could be lenient. Others disagree. However, there is one leniency, and that is that if I borrow something from someone else, and the person who owns it allows me to borrow it, the halacha is that not only may I use it, my entire family may use it. Because the Gemara Masechta Baba Metzia, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph teaches us, Kol HaMafkid, Adas Ishtoi Ubanav HuMafkid. When I borrow something, the person who lends it to me knows that my entire family may use it, and therefore the halacha is that my family members could use it. However, Rav Yaakov Blois Zatzal, in his Sefer Pesachei Choshen, says we have to look what type of object it is. And if it's a very valuable object, then the halacha is that he lent it to me, but not to the rest of my family. Another question that comes up is, what is the halacha if I borrowed something and it's in my home and a guest comes to my home? The halacha is that one cannot, that a guest in my home could use the item that I borrowed. That's included in my family. And the reason the Nesivos explains that is the halacha, he says, because since it's in my home and I'm watching, then the halacha is that the guest is like my family member and he could use it. This question also is a question. If I rented something, the Gemara says I can't rent it to someone else. The question is, what is the halacha if, can I sublease an apartment? The halacha is, the Paiskim say, discuss this. If we learn our Gemara simple, it seems that it can't be rented. However, it really depends on many factors. If the family that's subleasing is a larger family than mine, then certainly there's a strong reason to be machmer, because there's more wear and tear and there are more expenses. But there's another consideration the Paiskim discuss. What is going to be the expense of the landlord? If the landlord, for example, is paying for utilities, so we could understand that if I rented something and now I'm going to sublease, the people who are subleasing the apartment may have greater expenses, and that's not what the landlord was expecting. But if the tenant is paying for the utilities, then that isn't necessarily such a consideration. But there's the other consideration of wear and tear. And wear and tear is not necessarily connected to the amount of people in the family. There are some families that create more wear and tear, and some families that create less wear and tear. One thing that is obviously certainly clear is if there's a contract and the contract clearly indicates that I'm not allowed to sublease, then of course we have to follow the terms of the contract. Amar Rav Yochanan Zu, this halacha that we just discussed, the Ein Harushoy Harushoy LaHashel, the Ein Hamask Harushoy LaHaskel, says the Gemara Filo Tanoika Shabes Rabbi Yosei, even young children know this halacha. And that's not what Rebbe needed to teach us. Says Ella, what is the halacha we're learning? Zimnan de gitel nami lo have. Sometimes the get won't be effective. Why? The nasa kamisha oimeloi, because maybe the husband's instructions were al tegrisha el bebayis, only give her the get on the bottom floor. Vegir shabalia, and the shliach, the second shliach, is not aware of those instructions. Or he told the Altagarsha El Bayamin that he only divorced her on the right side, for Girsha Lesmoil. And therefore, since the second Shliach doesn't know the instructions, then the get won't be a get. Says the Gemara. The Kul Alma, the Gemara explains what's happening here. The Kul Alma, Hecha de Nafkal Ape V'yov Lechefetz. In a situation where a woman gave the shliach, the object that the husband is waiting for, v'adu shiklam and get, and then she takes the get, kulam pligi, everybody agrees to get the get to mal yahava. Because even if the husband stipulated that the get should not be valid unless he gets the object first, which is a possibility. He got the object first. Ki pligi, where do we have the machlokes? Heichad amalei, where the husband had told the shliach, shkom nei chefetz, first you take from her the object that I'm expecting from her, and then for her to have legita, and then give her the get. Vazel ihu, v'yav legita, and he reversed it. He first gave the get, for her to shakumina, and then he took from her the object. Rabbi Yochanan, paisel, boy, Rabbi Yochanan says, even if the first shliach had reversed the order that he was instructed to do, the get wouldn't be a valid get, because he didn't follow the stipulation he was given. The koshke b'shluchai, if he didn't follow the stipulation that the husband cares about. Shlokish macha b'shluchai, shlokish told it's fine, koshke boy, it doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, the husband got what he's waiting for. Says the Mishnah, so the previous Mishnah spoke about the shliach who was bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael. Well, Befarin Nechtam is not a requirement. And since Befarin Nechtam is not a requirement, if the Shliach unfortunately got ill, he could appoint another Shliach. But what's going to be the halacha discusses the Mishnah? How may we get the Medina Siyam, where Befarin Nechtam has to be said. V'chola, and then the first Shliach got ill and he can't carry out his Shlichus. The halacha is, Oysa Shliach Befarin Bebezdin, he has to make another shliach in front of a bezdin, or mishalchoi, and the second shliach takes the get to the wife. Vaymer, and the first shliach says lefneim in front of the bezdin. He says what he's been required to say befarin nechtam. There is a question in Rishonim already if the second shliach has to hear as the first shliach says befarin nechtam, and the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra Simon Kuf Mem Beis Sif Yud paskins that the shliach, the second shliach, it's the bezdin who has to hear befarin nechtam, not the second shliach. The Ramah disagrees, and the Ramah says that the second shliach has to hear the first shliach say befarin nechtam. Vein a shliach achrein tzarch shiayim befarin nechtam. When the second shliach now brings the get, he doesn't say befarin nechtam. And of course, the Chasam Sofer asked the question, why would we think that he has to say befarin nechtam? Not only why would we think he has to say it, he obviously cannot say it because it wasn't there was no befarin nechtam in front of him. So says the Chasam Sofer, connected to the Ramah that we just mentioned, that the Ramah says that the second shliach has to hear how the first shliach says befarin nechtam to Bezdin, teaches us the Mishnah that even though he has to hear that happened, he doesn't have to report it when he gives the get to the wife. Another pshat that the Tzofnas Paneich suggests is that he's allowed to say it. How is he allowed to say it, given what we just said, that he actually didn't have befarin nechtam in front of him? So Tzofnas Paneich explains what is meant to say was that since he heard the first shliach say befarin nechtam, and he's taking over the position of the first shliach, so since he's taking over the position of first shliach, maybe he should be allowed to say befarin nechtam. Says the Mishnah, he doesn't have to. Vein shliach achton tzarich shev befarin nechtam. All he needs to say is shliach bezdanani. Begins the Gemara. Amalei rabbanon lavrimi brei d'ravua. By my name Ravua, they asked him, ask your father, Shliach to Shliach, Majvish Shliach, can the second Shliach appoint a third Shliach, Eloi, or can he not? And as the Pnei Yeshua explains the Gemara, the halacha is that certainly in Eretz Yisrael, where Befarin Nechtam is not a consideration, then we would be not have the question. It's only a question because of the Befarin Nechtam. The Ksav Sofer disagrees, and the Ksav Sofer says the question is both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. He says that isn't the question. Why is that not a question? He explains. The Tani, we learned in our Mishnah, ain't a shliach achron. The Mishnah doesn't speak about the second shliach. The Mishnah used the words ain't a shliach achron, the last shliach. Why does the Mishnah use those words? Mechal, the mazvish shliach, that there could be more than one shliach. El kil tebaylechu, what is the question? Ki mazvish shliach, when the second shliach makes the third shliach into a shliach. Does it have to be done in Bezdin? Does this have to be done in Bezdin? Or a filish shlevi Bezdin? Or it doesn't have to be in Bezdin? And as the Rishonim, the Rajba and other Rishonim say, the first shliach appointing the second shliach has to be done in front of Bezdin is because, as we learned in our Mishnah, when the first shliach appoints the second shliach, he has to say b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta, which must be said in Bezdin. But when the second shliach is appointed, the third shliach, there's no need for b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta to be recited, and therefore it doesn't have to be said in Bezdin. Or it was maybe the halacha that it always has to be done in Bezdin. That's the procedure. Ella, again, says the Gemara, Kita b'ayelichu, the question is, when the second shliach makes a third shliach, kimaz v'shliach b'bezdin, or afil shlai b'bezdin? Amalai hala m'bailan, that's not a question. The Tani, we learned in the end of the Mishnah that when the new shliach delivers the get, he has to say shliach bezdin ani. So since he has to say shliach bezdin ani, he has to say it in front of bezdin. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Masna Hachi, he had a different version. Amalei Rabbanan Lavimi Breid Ravavua, Baimnei Ravavua, shliach to shliach. Says the Gemara, when the second shliach, the second shliach, kemaz v'shliach, when he points the third shliach, v'bezden shlai v'bezden, amalhu, so he said to him, instead of asking that question, why do you not ask, but tebaylechu, the question you ought to ask is maz v'shliach b'alma, could the second shliach make a third shliach? Amalai, to that he said, that to me is not a question. The Tanan, because our Mishnah used the words ein shliach achron, and not saying shliach sheni. Mechlal the shliach mazvi shliach. A second shliach can make a third shliach. El ki kama boylon. What is the question? Befezden a shle befezden. Amalei hanami loy to boylechu. That also should not be a question to you, because the Tani we learned in our Mishnah El Oimer, the shliach when he delivers the get has to say shliach bezdin ani, and he has to say shliach bezdin ani. Obviously, he was appointed in Bezdin. Amar Rava shliach be'etz Yisrael, and at Yisrael, where the first shliach can't carry out a shliach, and he points another shliach, and that keeps on going. The halacha is oisa kama shluchim. Then you can make many shluchim, because the entire reason that you have to have it in Bezdin is because of the Befani Nechtam and Fani Nechtam situation. But there is no requirement of Befani Nechtam and Fani Nechtam in Eretz Yisrael. Omer Rav Ashi, says the Gemara, if a first shliach appointed a second shliach, and then a Meis HaRishon, then and the second appointed a third, and so on. He says a Meis HaRishon, if the first shliach who began this system dies, unfortunately, but shluchim. And the Pashup Shat is because all of them are emanating, their ability to be shlichim all come from the first shliach. And if he's no longer alive, then they can no longer be shlichim. So the Maram Shif asks a question. Our Gemara clearly indicates that if the first shliach passes away, since everybody's strength, everybody's ability emanates from the first shliach, if the first shliach is not here, all of them fall. But what would happen if the first shliach appointed a second shliach, and the second shliach appointed a third shliach, and the second shliach died? Does the third shliach's power emanate from the first shliach, and he's still here? Or does the third shliach's power emanate from the second shliach, then, and he is unfortunately no longer here? So Reb David Pavarsky in the Shiur Reb David says there's no question that everybody's strength in such a case emanates from the first shliach, and as long as he's alive, even if the second shliach is not alive, it wouldn't make a difference. Amar Rav Ravashi, Ha da Abba. This that Ravashi taught us, the Katnusahi, he said that if the shliach dies, if the first shliach dies, everybody else cannot carry out the shlichus, the Katnusa. He said it when he was still a young man. But the truth is, it doesn't make a difference. Ilam Eis HaBaal, why would be the halacha if the husband died? Midim Shosh Yispu, would they be able to deliver a get? Of course not, because ain't get lachamisa. Once the husband dies, a get cannot be given. And therefore, who is really the main player, says Marber Vashi, to take in consideration? Kulay Mikoyach Man Kosu. Who's the person that we have to take consideration? Mikoyach the Baal Kosu. We have to look at the husband. And therefore, he says, Isla Baal, if the husband is still alive, Isna Lakula, then everybody else can continue being Shlichus, even if the first Shlich dies or anybody else dies. Or Leis Labal, less than Lakula. Everything depends on the husband. Says the Mar, who gave the shadow get to Ludvisa? Somebody sent a get to his wife. Omar Shliach. The Shliach said to the husband, Lo Yadanalo, you want me to give the get to your wife, but I don't know who your wife is. Omle, Zil Viavala Abba Ben Yumi. So when you get to that location, give it to Abba Ben Yumi, Diyu Yadala. He knows my wife. And now Abba Ben Menuni will be the one to give the get to my wife. Also, so he came to that location and he couldn't find Abba Ben Menuni. But he did find Rav Avu of Rav Chanina by Papa Rav Yitzchak of Nafka, Yosef Rav Safra Gabayu, and Rav Safra was learning there. Amrlei, and he asked them, the shliach came with the get, and he asked, what should I do now? Amrlei, Mesom Milach, give over the Bafani Nachtam, Bafani Nachtam, Kam Didon, we're a Bezdin, the Chiesi, Abba Ben Yume, and when Abba Ben Yume will come, Nesvilei will give him the get. We now are a Bezdin, and we could give him the get to give to him, V'leilich V'lesvin Allah, and then Abba Ben Yume will give the get to this woman. Amalur Rav Safra, so Rav Safra asked them, V'shlich Shlein Nitin L'Gerushin Hu, he was not appointed to divorce the wife. He was appointed to give it to Abba Ben Menune, and he can't ask anybody else to be a shliach. Ichsefu. So they were embarrassed because indeed Rav Safra asked them a very, very strong question. How could you have taken over the get? Amra Pampa, Kaptin Rav Safra L'Tlosser Rabbanu Samuchi. Rav Safra was able to ask and refute the opinion of three Rabbanim who had smicha. I'm Ravashi, to which Ravashi said, Mikap Kinulu, why is that considered that he was able to successfully refute them? Mikamalei, did the husband say to the shliach, it only could be Abba Ben Menuni to give the get to my wife? Did he say Abba Ben Menuni v'loyat? What he said to him was, what the husband said to the shliach is really, I want you to give the get to my wife. Shliach said, well, maybe I don't know your wife. Maybe I can't find your wife. So he said, okay, so let Abba Ben Menuni then help you out. But he didn't mean to exclude him. Ikadamri, Rav Safra made the three, tried to ask a question, and he was wrong. Amar Ravashi, my Tusa, my Kamalei. So he said, what was his mistake? He said, what the husband said to Shliach, Abba Menuni V'loy At. And therefore, according to this version, Rav Safra was correct. So in other words, the difference between the two versions is what is the understanding of what the husband meant. Is the understanding that the husband didn't specify that it must be Abba Ben Menuni to ask, there must be Abba Ben Menuni to give the get. It was only a way to make it easier for him. If that's pshat, then the Bezdin could take it over, and somebody else will give the get. If, however, the husband's intention was, as the second version indicates, that it must be Abraham Menume to give the get. So then they had no right to say they will give the get, because the shlich didn't have the ability to give over the shlichus to anyone else. He had to give it to Abraham Menume and only Abraham Menume.